Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Navneet Adhikari Srivastava with the world news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, condemns attack on energy infrastructure in West Asia. Ukraine and Qatar sign defense cooperation agreement in Doha. Agreement includes cooperation in countering missile threats and unmanned aerial systems. Protest erupts in Nepal after arrest of UML chairman and former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. And in tennis, Arina Sabalenka to face Coco Gauff in the women's singles final of Miami Open in Florida. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman today and discussed the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Both leaders agreed on the need to ensure freedom of navigation and keeping shipping lines open and secure. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he reiterated India's condemnation of attacks on regional energy infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi thanked the Crown Prince for his continued support for the welfare of the Indian community in Saudi Arabia. Earlier in an inaugural event today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that due to the ongoing war in West Asia for the last 1 month, many countries are facing shortages of essential items such as food, petrol, diesel, gas and fertilizers. He noted that every country is making efforts to deal with this crisis. The Prime Minister emphasized that India is confronting this crisis with full strength, relying on the strength of its citizens.
मैं देशवासियों से फिर से कहूंगा हमें शांत मन से धैर्य के साथ एकजुटता के साथ मिलजुल करके इस संकट का सामना करना है ये पूरे विश्व में परेशानी पैदा करने वाला संकट है हमें अपने देश की सबसे ज्यादा चिंता करनी है और यही हम भारतीयों की सबसे बड़ी ताकत है जो भारत के हित में है वही भारत सरकार की नीति और रणनीति है।
Ukraine and Qatar have signed a defense cooperation agreement during Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky's visit to Doha, as both countries discuss regional tensions and ways to strengthen bilateral ties. Qatar's defense ministry said the agreement includes cooperation in countering missile threats and unmanned aerial systems, as well as the exchange of expertise between the two countries.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met Qatar's Amir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani at Lusail Palace on Saturday, where the two leaders reviewed regional and international developments, including escalating tensions in the region and the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. The deal comes as Ukraine draws on its experience defending against drone and missile attacks during its war with Russia. During the meeting, Zelensky expressed Ukraine's solidarity with Qatar and condemned attacks targeting regional countries. Both leaders stressed the need to halt military escalation and warned of the broader consequences of continued conflict on regional and international security. They also discussed expanding cooperation in technology, security, defense, and energy aimed at strengthening bilateral relations and opening new avenues for partnership. The meeting was attended by senior Qatari officials, including Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani, along with members of the Ukrainian delegation. Welsa Williams for World News.
Russia launched more than 270 drones in an overnight assault on Ukraine, killing 5 people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the large-scale attack targeted Odessa, Kyiv-Riv and the Poltava region. He added that port facilities, critical infrastructure and business premises were damaged. Ukraine's Air Force reported that 273 drones were launched with 252 either shot down or disabled through electronic warfare systems. Meanwhile, Zelensky made an unannounced visit to the United Arab Emirates, where he met President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan to discuss regional security amid West Asia tension. The visit came after Zelensky revealed that Ukraine is assisting several countries in the West Asia and Gulf region in strengthening their defenses against Iranian drone attacks. In exchange, Kyiv is seeking advanced air defense missiles from these nations to help counter ongoing Russian strikes. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Following the arrest of UML party chairman KP Sharma Oli in Nepal, cadres of the CPN-UML took to streets in Kathmandu Valley. The protesters began demonstration by burning tires in front of the district court in Babar Mahal, Kathmandu. Several mass organizations of CPN-UML supporters jointly started a protest march from Maitighar Mandala. When the demonstrators attempted to move towards the restricted area, the police tried to stop them. During this exchange, there was a brief scuffle between the police and the demonstrators. American professional golfer Tiger Woods was released on bail following a crash in which his car clipped a truck and overturned. According to Martin County Sheriff John Budinsek, Woods was attempting to overtake a truck on a narrow two-lane road near his home in Jupiter Island, Florida, when the accident occurred. No injuries were reported in the incident. It is the latest in a series of traffic-related incidents involving Woods. In February 2021, he was seriously injured when his SUV veered off a coastal road in Los Angeles at high speed. An 82-time winner on the PGA Tour, Woods is tied with Sam Snead for the most victories in tour history. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that discussions at the World Trade Organization must address the imbalance created during the Uruguay round. He stressed that all member countries should have a fair chance to build productive capacity, create jobs and take part in global trade. The minister added that multilateral trading system should ensure that innovation, development and opportunities are shared equally among members.
The multilateral trading system must ensure that innovation, development and opportunity are shared equitably among members when we engage constructively to show that the WTO remains central to global trade. At the same time, we must focus on trade rather than taking up newer issues and trying to expand the ambit of the WTO to subjects that are not a part of the WTO.
Authorities in the capital of Russia's southern Dagestan region have declared a state of emergency today after intense rainfall caused severe flooding and widespread power outages. The Makhachkala city administration announced that emergency services are on high alert with response efforts underway and support being arranged for affected residents. Weather forecasts indicate that heavy rains are expected to continue until tomorrow. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak has directed the Energy Ministry to prepare a resolution banning refined petrol exports starting April 1st. Meanwhile, crude oil exports will continue unaffected. The Russian state-run TASS news agency earlier reported that the ban would remain in place until 31st July this year. Mr. Novak cited instability in global oil and refined product markets driven by the ongoing crisis in West Asia as a key factor behind the decision, noting that it has led to sharp price fluctuations with strong international demand of Russian energy. In tennis, defending champion Arina Sabalenka will face Coco Gauff in the women's singles final of Miami Open in Florida tomorrow. American player Gauff, who beat Sabalenka in the 2023 US Open and 2025 French Open finals, will meet the top-seeded Belarusian at Hard Rock Stadium. In men's singles final, Czech player Jiří Leheka will take on world number 2 Jannik Sinner of Italy. The 19th edition of the India Premier League cricket began in Bengaluru this evening. In the opening match, Sunrisers Hyderabad have set a target of 202 runs for defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. Put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 201 runs, losing 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, RCB were 123 for 2 in 9.4 overs when reports last came in. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, condemns attack on energy infrastructure in West Asia. Ukraine and Qatar sign defense cooperation agreement in Doha. Agreement includes cooperation in countering missile threats and unmanned aerial systems. Protest erupts in Nepal after arrest of UML chairman and former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. And in tennis, Arina Sabalenka to face Coco Gauff in the women's singles final of Miami Open in Florida. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more...